Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is DJ Medi, and you're listening to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, where we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest, Ryan Fisher. Say hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
And we also have a pre-recorded interview that I did with an athlete. So we're going to play that later on in the show. But today we're going to get to know Ryan here. Ryan, tell me more about yourself.
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter, and that's about it. That's all I do. I recently took up jiu-jitsu, so I'm in a lot of pain all the time. And trying to cut down on my carbs.
Awesome. And you brought your guitar with you today.
Yes, I did. It's a Gibson LG2.
Yes.
And had a nightmare last night that the neck got all cracked and broken.
What?
And I was demanding that the person who broke it replace it.
Oh,
that's
no.
all I remember. It was, an anxiety dream because I'm scared to be on the radio.
Oh, yes. This is your first time on air. Correct?
First time on air, yes.
Yes, okay. So tell me about how you started playing the guitar.
I started playing the guitar when I was about, this is an on and off process over many, many years, but I started playing when I was about 13. I got my first guitar, and I went over to my friend's house, and he had a little crappy Dean Markley amp and a little a Harmony Strat, and he could play those three chords from the Rocky theme.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 and it was with the distortion. So I went out and got a similar setup and just played that pretty much. And I learned the intro to Sweet Child of Mine. And, that was about some Led Zeppelin riffs. I was a terrible guitar student, but picked it up again when I was in my late 20s and started writing songs. But around that time, I was just kind of doing it for myself, messing around. And I wasn't thinking about public consumption or anything like that, or let alone playing live for anybody or sharing it with any friends or anything. I was hell-bent on being a filmmaker. That was my whole thing.
Right. Okay, and talking about catastrophes, we're going to play Emily Malloy's Catastrophe. And tell me, how do you know Emily Malloy?
I met her at this, one of my first gigs, actually, when I came out to Vancouver. I think it was about 2018 or 2019. It was in, a juice bar.
Oh.
Yeah, on Main Street. Yeah, I was really nervous. I don't know. I think I played eight songs or something. I mean, she went up there. She was really cool, really friendly, and just a force of nature. Yeah, and I really liked her, and her performance was very inspiring.
All right, here we go with Catastrophes by Emily Malloy on CJSF.
Thank you.
what an amazing voice. I think she's playing with Pistol Whip the Devil with Woken Up, Hasted, and I don't know how you pronounce this, Labyrinth. Yes, I think they have a show May 6th at the Red Room downtown. So, yes, check that out. And on June 10th, Just Off the Grid with Haley Ahone and Papaya Given. That's happening June 10th at the Red Room. We'll play some Haley Ahonen after. Okay, but yes, we're back with more Ryan.
Hello.
Okay, Ryan.
Good to be back.
Yes, like I said, and you're going to be playing some live music for us today. What is your first song? And tell me about it.
This is a song. It's called Something Digital. The song was written over many years in fragments. It's one of the first kind of songs I wrote, actually. But so the music came, I had like an old classical guitar kicking around, and I wrote sort of the music for it. And a friend said, you know, you should put some words and maybe a melody to that. I hadn't thought of that at that point. But I had this one, I didn't know what to sing over, so I just started messing around. When I used to make films, I got to go to this festival in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. This was a long time. This is back in like 2003. And I had this little Spanish phrase that I made up, El toro y el torero, which means I am the bull and the bullfighter. Mm. So that was just something I was messing around with. I translated that and spelt it wrong in Google. Came up with the second line. If you take an R out of the torero, it's like tower and keeper. Ah. So I found that interesting, and then the rest of the song just kind of wrote itself in this weird way. And it was a strange experience. So, yeah. How's that? All right.
Something digital is happening here.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was amazing. Oh my goodness, what is going on here? You are going live. That's what's happening. All right. Now, you're originally from Toronto. Tell me about Toronto.
Well, in my own limited fragmentary experience, it's very, very cold in the winter and hot as a sauna in the summer. Very humid. And what else can I say? I don't know. Everyone's probably happier there now that I'm gone.
And do you miss?
I don't even think they noticed, actually.
Do you miss the hot dog stands?
There's lots of good hot dog stands. No, I don't. I was not a big street meat eater.
Oh, okay. Because that's what my brother, he loved the hot dog stands.
The hot dog stands.
Yeah. Yeah, he loved that. And then also, do you say...
I miss Kensington Market.
You do?
Yeah,
okay.
There's a lot of great neighborhoods in Toronto.
Mm.
It's a lot of fun, lots of culture, lots of live music, lots of art going on. And it's adventurous. It's cool.
And do you say T-Dot or do you say Toronto?
I say Toronto, yeah.
You do say Toronto.
When I say it fast.
You say it fast. Say it real fast.
Toronto.
Toronto. Toronto. Okay.
Run up,
yeah. All right. Okay. Let's get the next song.
All right. Let's play another song.
Sure.
Yeah. This one is called "I Forget," and this is a song. I wrote this song. I was actually thinking I was gonna write this. A girlfriend of mine from a long time ago, who's married with many children now, and probably doesn't remember me, but. A long time ago, I thought I was going to try and write her a song to kind of maybe try to win her back or something. But when I sat down to remember the first time I met her, I actually drew a blank. And so subconsciously, I mean, I remember now even. I can recall, you know, meeting her. But for some reason, something in me was like, no, man. You're not going there, buddy. And it became more of a song about moving on. Kept. I forget my last regret. I forget. Some say tomorrow's another day. Hey, that's not such a bad cliche. It works for me and it's the only one I know. Why I'm kinda lucky. I've also heard the trick to life is attitude. Wish I knew how to put that one to use. I think I did when I was just a kid, but now I forget. Kept. I forget my last regret. I forget.
Woo! Amazing. Now,
thank
I
you.
Know you guys can't see Ryan, but I will post some photos on and videos on my Facebook there, and I think he's also going to be posting as well because you brought your camera with you. But yes, you can't see, but he's got these amazing tattoos. Please tell me about your ink.
Oh, my ink, yeah. This is, I actually just got this one a week ago today.
Mm.
This is a flying blue heron.
What does that symbolize for you?
It has a lot of different symbolism in many different cultures. That's one of the things I like about it. But it's more like vigilance, you know, watching the blue herons are, especially in native cultures, known for their patience and they wait for the right moment to to go in and catch the fish. You know, mm-hmm. they'll wait for hours and hours, but they also just watch. They watch the surface, mm-hmm. and they don't react until mm-hmm. it's time to react. Mm-hmm. So that's just something I want to learn more about in my life and just, you know, yeah, going through.
All right, so we're going to get to a break, and we're going to be back with more music.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Prime Minder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Amazing. Oh, my goodness. Haley Ahonen. Yes, and she is playing June 10th with Just Off the Grid and Papaya Given. And that's at the Red Room. Okay, so let's get to my pre-recorded interview. So last week, I interviewed Anthony Amenti. He is from the Coquitlam Cheetahs. He's an athlete. He's a runner. And they had a track meet. And so I interviewed him right after his race. So let's give it a go. Welcome, Anthony, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just finished a race here. How did you think you did?
Not bad. And not exactly the result I wanted, but...
And it is raining today. Do you think that might be the issue?
Definitely, yeah. The weather definitely plays a big factor. in your time.
Now let's talk about, as a kid growing up, was running your thing?
No, actually, I started with football.
With football?
And I transitioned into track and field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, around grade 10 or 11.
Right. So in high school, you started to get more serious about it?
Definitely.
Who are your inspirations?
I'm going to have to go with Nathan George.
Yeah.
400-meter runner for Canada. And he also does relay as well. Probably one of my biggest inspirations. Really pushes me, want to do better. So,
yeah. Perfect. And then how about people who are interested in running? What kind of tips can you give them?
Don't think about it too much. Just run, do your best. Don't get in your head. Definitely don't get in your head. Just try to run as fast as you can. That's about it.
And then how much time did you prep for this track meet?
All week.
All week, yeah.
In the week prior as well. It's a lot of prepping.
Yeah, and then did you also train in the rain as well?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, all weathers.
Yeah. All in the rain, sun, snow, hail, everything.
All right, well, you did awesome today, and I know the weather slowed you down a little bit, so hopefully your next meet will be better.
Yeah, definitely.
And I hope to see you in the Olympics as well. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thanks.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.